With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Michigan's new minimum wage law that passed in 2014 has left a lot of workers with more money in their pockets. It boosted the state minimum wage from $7.40 an hour up to the current rate of $8.50, and by 2018 it'll be up to $9.25. But the legislation also wiped away the amendments and rules that went along with the state's old minimum wage law. And because of that, advocates are now worried that a segment of Michigan's farm workers are exempt from minimum wage laws. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg reports on what that could mean for farmers and workers.
This story starts on a small asparagus farm in Hart, Michigan. Last summer, a family of six migrant workers, five adults and a child, spent a few months there harvesting stalks. This wasn't new work for the family.
The people who came up, they've been working on and off for this employer for many years.
That's Lucy Benz Rogers, an attorney with Farmworker Legal Services, who's assisting the farmworker family.
You know, they drove up all together in a van, put together some, you know, gas money to get themselves up here, as migrant families from Texas often do.
The reason this family needs assistance? Well, when the picking season ended, they came to Farmworker Legal Services, who reviewed their pay stubs. The family worked on something called a piece rate pay scale. It's common for harvesters. It means the family wasn't paid hourly, but instead was paid by the amount of asparagus they actually harvested. We couldn't name the workers, and they couldn't talk about their case because it's still confidential and ongoing. But Benz Rogers says that when they figured out how much money all that work added up to, it was tiny.
And in doing that calculation, they earned roughly $3.94 an hour on average.
$3.94 an hour, nearly $3 less than the federal minimum wage, and less than half of the state minimum wage. Benz Rogers says that for years, the state has said that these low wages aren't allowed. She says Michigan has determined that even if a farm worker has been getting paid by piece rate, that rate still needs to add up to at least minimum wage. She explained this to the family, and they complained about it to Michigan's Wage and Hour Program. That's a program under LARA, the state's Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. They asked the agency to force the farm to pay them nearly $6,000 in back wages. And Farmworker Legal Services was surprised when it got back a ruling saying that the agency didn't have the, quote, jurisdiction to pursue minimum wage in this case. In plain English, that means the agency said it couldn't do anything. That under Michigan's laws, this sub-$4 wage was legal.
It would effectively mean that the employer is not subject to any minimum wage law.
Benz Rogers says Farmworker Legal Services had never seen the state rule this way on an issue that had seemingly been settled for so many years. So why now was this state minimum wage law no longer being enforced for this family? Well, the reason is technical, but it all stems from a 2014 state law changing the state's minimum wage. The new law replaced the state's original minimum wage law from 1964. In that law, the state formed something called a wage deviation board for hand harvesters. This board studied the market and created minimum piece rates that farmers had to pay their workers. What you need to remember about these rates is this, that no matter what these rates were, they needed to be roughly equal to the state minimum wage. The board was ultimately dissolved about 20 years ago. But even without the board, the state's wage and hour program continued to rule that farm workers were protected by state minimum wage laws. However, Jennifer Field, the administrator of the state's wage and hour program, says that all changed when this 2014 law was passed.
The new Act 138 does not have any rules promulgated yet, so we are evaluating the issue to ensure that we're being efficient and fair in administrating these laws.
Field says the new law kept the wording from the old law for the state to form a wage deviation board. However, she says the new law also got rid of the decades of rules and interpretations that went along with this board. Field says this means that under the new law, the state needs to create another wage deviation board to decide on rates. And until that happens, farm workers who get paid by piece rate won't be guaranteed the state's minimum wage. Experts say the new ruling has two major effects. First, for workers on smaller farms, they're exempt from federal and state minimum wage laws. Effectively, advocates say, farmers can pay these small farm workers whatever piece rate wage they want, no matter how low.
So how long is that going to last?
Daniel Inkia, a managing attorney with Farmworker Legal Services, says this could set a dangerous precedent, one that could potentially leave thousands of farm workers in the state vulnerable.
That they're saying that they're in the midst of producing these rules, but their rules are already affecting people.
And for workers paid by piece rate on large farms, they don't need to get paid the state minimum wage of $8.50, but instead the federal minimum wage of $7.25. Michigan Department of Civil Rights Director Augustine Arbulu says he's troubled by the ruling. He says only 6 years ago, his department issued a recommendation to LARA to ensure the minimum wage for all farm workers. He says the new decision goes directly against that.
We pay special and attention to ensure that the rights of all are of the protected class are not violated. And when you're dealing with families who are poor, but especially our people of color, that does give us concern.
Many who work with farm workers also worry about the unintentional effects this could have on farmers, too. If workers see no minimum wage in Michigan and then a new $15 minimum wage in California, they say, why would workers come here? But Craig Anderson with the Michigan Farm Bureau sees it differently. He says the vast majority of farms are paying more than the minimum wage. And he points to the thousands of jobs that farmers now offer as part of the federal H-2A visa program, which pays a minimum of $12.02. And because other farms have to compete with these wages, he says, wages are only going up.
The number of H-2A programs is, in fact, stimulating an overall increase in wages.
Anderson estimates that only about 200 to 300 farms across the state are small enough to fall outside both federal and state minimum wage rules. And Jennifer Fields with the Wage and Hour program says this kind of minimum wage complaint isn't common. She says this is the first case the agency has seen since the 2014 law went into effect. However, what's still unclear is when or if these holes in the minimum wage laws will be filled. Fields would only say that her agency is looking into the issue, but she wouldn't say what actions the agency is planning on taking or when it would be taking them. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.